Hawaii's prison population grew 25 times faster than the general population did over the last four decades. Hawaii Supreme Court Associate Justice Michael Wilson.
Our prison population has exploded from 397 in 1977 to 5,800 today.
Justice Wilson chairs a 12-member task force that's looking into improving the state's correctional system with cost-effective alternatives to incarceration without sacrificing public safety. Justice Wilson says prison costs $140 a day, treatment $25.
Once a person's punished and we have them in custody, there is a way to be able to reduce recidivism through treatment that will be much less costly than the idea of incarcerating at $140 a day the way we do in Hawaii, which leads to a much higher recidivism rate.
The task force recommends prisoners be treated with aloha, with an emphasis on rehabilitation. James Hirano has been with the Maui Community Correctional Center for 25 years, the last six as warden. He says aloha works.
When people are treated with humanity, they take that to their home and loved ones, which then adds on to less trauma in their family.
Inmates would be offered academic and vocational training and state-of-the-art addiction treatment. Native Hawaiians, male and female, are overrepresented in the criminal justice system, comprising 38% of the prison population. Professor Mita Chesney Lind chairs the Manoa Women's Studies program. She says criminalizing drug addiction has resulted in punishing families, not only the women who commit crimes.
A vast majority are mothers, and that means that their children are also penalized because, unlike males, where often there are other family members who can help with the kids, if a woman's incarcerated, it generally means that her whole family is destroyed because she was probably the custodial parent.
The task force interim report recommends reducing cash bail and diverting low-level offenders to social service providers. These measures could drastically reduce the demand for large correctional facilities. But Justice Wilson, in responding to a question on prison overcrowding, said the state must begin with the basics.
We have people that are sleeping on the floor in cells that were not designed for three people. We have cells that are old, and we have prison conditions that are now being described in a lawsuit. Even if we have no treatment programs, the living conditions are where we have to start.
The task force also recommends the legislature defer any action this session on replacing the Oahu Community Correctional Center, which could cost up to $675 million. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.